How could a person visualize something that they've not yet seen, like a mate that they would like, or a child they would like to give birth to, or a kind of work that they've never seen, a vocation?
Again, it is important to begin somewhere. By saying, I want to know what I want, you will begin to attract, by law, all sorts of examples, and as you are collecting the data, as we said earlier, letting your dominant intent in the day be to look for things that you are wanting, then you can look around you and see in others those traits or characteristics that you would like to have in your own mate or companion. Truly, the perfect role model for you regarding any subject does not exist. You are the creator of that. Sometimes we hear it said, I wanted to be wealthy, and then I met a man who was wealthy, but he had bad health and a rotten marriage. And so then I decided that prosperity brings rotten marriages and bad health, and so I no longer wanted prosperity. And we say, collect the prosperity data if you want it, and leave out the bad health and the bad marriage.
So you can piece together the characteristics of the mate or the child or the work that you'd want.
And that is really the point of the workshop. It is a place where you can go undistracted, where you begin to formulate pictures in your mind.
So it doesn't have to be something that's already been ever. It has to be just what you want.
And as you are working in your workshop, you will find that in most cases it will not come to you instantly. You will know when you are clear, when you feel excited. Have you ever been working on a project and you thought about it? You thought about it quite a lot, and suddenly you say, I have a good idea. That feeling of, I have a good idea, is your point of launching your creation. In other words, you have been mulling the thoughts over until you have become specific enough that when you hit upon the perfect combination of thoughts, your inner being offered you emotion saying, yes, that is it, now you have it. And so the point of the workshop is to think about all sorts of things until you have that sensation of good idea.
When a strong intention that we've been visualizing hasn't yet materialized, what's the most common cause for that?
There are two that are equally common. The first is you stifle it at birth. You say, I want whatever it is, but. Mm-hmm. And as you add your but, you cancel it or defeat it at birth. Mm-hmm. The other equally common repulsion of what you are wanting comes because you have wanted it. You have wanted it, you have wanted it, and it seems that it is so slow in coming because you are pushing it away with your negative thoughts, and you are noticing the lack of it more than you are giving your attention to what you are wanting. If you could identify what you want and then think about it till you get it, all things that you want would be yours very quickly. If you could spend your time envisioning what you want rather than giving your attention to the reality of what is, mm-hmm. you would be attracting more of what you want instead of more of what is.
Right.
It is a matter of changing your magnetic point of attraction. You must get your eyes off of what is, mm-hmm. get your words and thoughts off of what is, and put them upon what you are wanting. And the more you think and speak of what you want, the faster it will be yours.
How do you feel about telling someone, just be patient?
As you are giving thought to what you are wanting, knowing that what you are wanting is yours, it is a matter of allowing it into your experience, you will have not so much need for patience because things will not take so long in coming.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, patience is a resignation to slow creating, and we are not very excited about that. For we know that when you want it, you want it, and you will find your joy from having it as soon as possible.
Well, it's easy to take a step beyond where we are and do more than what we're doing, be more of what we are, have more than what we have, but how about what we call a quantum leap? In other words, something almost beyond anything that you've ever seen before to create something like that.
Good. Now you've hit upon the key. The reason it is easier for you to take those small steps forward is because it is easy for you to acknowledge the beliefs that you hold and stretch those beliefs just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You are not changing the beliefs, you are just expanding them a little bit. Where a quantum leap often means you must release your belief and adopt a new one. Quantum leaps are not achieved by enhancing the belief or allowing part of the equation. Quantum leaps are achieved by enhancing the wanting part. Would you not agree that that mother who lifted the automobile from her child experienced a quantum leap?
Yes.
If she had been in a gymnasium, it would have taken a very long time, little by little, to convince herself she could pick up something that heavy. But her wanting accomplished the quantum leap.
And tell me one more time, how do we fan that wanting?
Put your thoughts upon what you think you want. By law of attraction, more information, more data, more circumstances will be drawn. You see, it is a natural process that when you look at what you want, you will feel powerful, positive emotion. So it is a matter of holding your thoughts upon what you want until that powerful emotion comes forth. Go to the places where the things that you want are, so that you put yourself in that position of feeling wonderful. And as you are feeling good, all things that by your estimation are good will begin coming into your experience.